first, have a listen to this, because a new way of helping people get their mojo back is sweeping across Teesside and the rest of the North East. The charity Opera Helps is behind the idea, and it basically sees a fully trained opera singer, I don't know how you'd feel about this, coming into your house and performing to uplift your spirits. Well, at the end of last week, we got the chance to test out this theory, and who better to undergo the new therapy than a woman who's got plenty of issues, plenty of issues. And it was a Friday, so I thought, I'm going home. Amy Oakden, we're intrigued by what happened here as well. So you spent Friday afternoon doing this?
Yes.
So explain how it works.
I was sang at. So basically, we had a letter come through to BBC Tees, which was talking about this scheme that's taking part across the month of May. And basically, that's what happens. You invite this lady into your house. You tell her the issues or problems that you're experiencing in life, and she will pick some music from an opera, which she thinks will give you strength and kind of uplift you to help you with her voice, basically. Now, before our sessions took place, I had a quick chat with the lady herself, Caroline Kennedy. She's been an opera singer for many years. She started out as a soprano at the age of 15. She told me some of the people she's helped so far.
Everyday people, anyone can ask for help. Of course, some people have suffered bereavements. Others may have just been diagnosed with an illness, or they could be looking after somebody with an illness, but it really could be anything.
So when she came into BBC Tees, I've never heard opera before. I mean, I've heard recordings,
but
I've never been to it.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit of a recording of Caroline.
Oh, mio babbino caro, mi piace bello.
Now, this wasn't my actual session with her, because that's totally confidential, so you can't record
that. So we can't
even
play that, can we?
No. But this is a recording of her that she did for the BBC. And so basically, she comes in, she's very warm, she's very open, she's very friendly, and she says, look, there's no problem too big, no problem too small. You tell me your issue and I will endeavour to help. So I basically said, I mean, it is confidential, but I will reveal mine. I basically said, you know what? I get up early because we're on the breakfast show. I'm up at 3 a.m. every day, every weekday.
Yeah.
I have a 2.5-year-old, so I'm just really tired all the time. So she said, I think what you need is to inject some energy into your life. So she actually sang Jealousy from La Bohème, which is Puccini, and it's one of opera's most popular unforgettable stories. Now, she was singing the song that a lady called Musetta sings in this opera, and she's a very strong lady. Nothing gets to her. So she sang some songs from her to me. And I just did say to her, like, how do you feel afterwards? Like, it's one thing helping people, but knowing that your voice can do that, how does it make you feel?
We are going into people's homes and they're letting you into their lives. They're sharing things that can be very personal and private, and the fact that they're trusting you with their story and with their problems, that's a big thing to take on.
It is indeed. But the very fact that she can help just with her voice, like something you wouldn't ever think of, is just amazing. Now, she does stand and sing to you at about, like, I don't know, about 4 paces away from you. So it is quite intense.
It's in your face, isn't it?
And when she first started, I did think, oh my God, I might want to laugh. I didn't know how to react.
It's nerves, that, isn't it?
Yeah. But you know what? She's just so good. She's so professional. Mm. And she just continues to sing. She's looking at you throughout the whole time. And you know what? I did feel uplifted. So I think it worked afterwards. And I have been listening to a bit of opera music afterwards
well.
Okay. So it's really good. I think it's a life changer.
Therapeutic, yeah.
Yeah. She did tell us, though, that she believes music has a very important and powerful tool in helping people.
I mean, if it does help them in any way, I've done my job. Opera and singing and music can be incredibly cathartic, but we don't, as performers, necessarily know how it's helping someone. You know, we could be helping somebody in an audience, but this is bringing the problem first, which is a different way of doing things.
Beforehand, I was a bit dubious. Afterwards, I definitely say give it a go. Now, this is just a trial scheme, but they can help you across Teesside and County Durham. Just go onto their website, because all the details are there. It's operahelps.com. Trust me, you'll be feeling enlightened afterwards.